I know today is Father's Day 2018, and we are going to take time later on in the service and recognize all of our dads and father figures. But this is the time of the service that we worship our Lord and Savior and basically tell our Heavenly Father how worthy He is of all of our praise, and to thank Him for everything that He does and has done and is still doing today. Our Heavenly Father, He's constantly watching over us. You know, the God who, like we've talked about in the past, who spoke and all of time began. You know, He has time in His hands. He is the God of time. You know, a day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day to God. You know, it's just, He has all time in His hands. But He spoke and there was light. He spoke and the planets came into existence. He spoke and the water separated from the land. He spoke and all of these things happened. But then He reached down and made man. He spoke and all of these other great, wonderful, awesome things appeared in the heavens. And all these great, wonderful, awesome things happened on earth. He spoke and these things happened. But then He reached down and created man. And He said, let us make man in our own image. He reached down and made man. This God, you know, when you look at, when God said, let there be light, light came shooting out of His mouth at whatever it is that the speed of light is. You know, that's what happened. You look at that, and it's still happening today. There's still stars that they're discovering, still stars being born. And, you know, when God speaks a creative word, it continues creating, and it doesn't stop. And when God acts, it's a creative action, and it never stops. So God made me, He made us in His own image, and He's still making us today. You know, He keeps making us today exactly what we're intended to be, exactly what we're called to be. He keeps working on us every day. He never forsakes us, never leaves us or abandons us. You know, you look at the size of all these stars out there, and He has His mind on us. You look at all these spectacular supernatural things that, you know, seem to be happening in the heavens, you know, stars collapsing in on themselves, the stars being formed, and, you know, there's all kinds of things happening in the cosmos that I'll never understand, but God has His mind on us. You know, He is keeping all those things in motion, and that creative word is still being done, but He has His mind on us. He has His mind on me. He has His mind on you. He has His mind on the people down the street. You know, sometimes it's easy to remember that God loves everybody and has His mind on everybody, but hard to remember that God has His mind and loves you. Has His mind on me and loves me. But He does. He is the perfect Father. Even if our own dads, you know, sometimes we have issues growing up, you know, after we're grown and everything, because of things that, you know, our own dads were trying to do the best they could, and we mistook it, we misunderstood it, or maybe they weren't the greatest dad in the world. We still have a perfect Father that we can come into God's house and worship Him together on this day, on Father's Day, and tell Him He is the good Father, He is the perfect Father, and that He is everything that we need. He is everything that we want. You know, He is the beginning, He is the end, and He is our dad. Jesus said, Abba Father, basically, Daddy God. He said, Daddy God. And we can pray the same prayer today. We can say, Daddy, I need you. And He's there. Always listening, always watching out for us. And He sent His Son because He loves us so much. He sent His one and only real Son so that we could be adopted into the sonship, the daughtership, the kingdom of God. We could be adopted into His family because He sent His Son. Because His Son rose again, we can rise from the dead ashes that were in our lives. We can rise again. We can live in that resurrection power. And one day we will be joined with Him in heaven. One day we will be walking with Him, working with Him. One day we will be up there with Him. But we can be with Him now. Because we are working His kingdom on earth. We don't have to wait for heaven to walk with him. We can walk with him now. It brings a little bit of heaven, a little bit of his kingdom to us, to our atmosphere, and to those around us. In our church, in our work, in everything around us, we can bring just a little bit of heaven down. And that little bit of heaven is huge because God's in it. Oh, hallelujah. Glorious day. Glorious day. Worship the Lord with me. One day when heaven is filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, as well to mom in my example is he. A worthy King flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree, suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. The hands that heal nations stretched out on a tree, took the nails for me. Living he loves me, dying he saves me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming on glorious day. Glorious day. One day the grave could conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from that door. Then he arose over death he had conquered. Now he's ascended, my Lord, evermore. Death could not hold him, that grave could not keep him from rising again. Living he loves me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day the strong sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glory will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one baby. My Savior Jesus is mine. Living he loves me, dying he saves me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming on glorious day. Living he loves me, dying he saves me, buried he carried my sins far away. alive freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. Hallelujah.
It's who you are.
It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. I'm loved by you. Give God a hand clap of praise. Oh, he is the good, good Father. Amen. The perfect Father. You know, there's a story book that we have for Samantha, and we actually have two of them. There. We have the good, good Father, and then we have the good, good Father for little ones. And the good, good Father for little ones, you know, Victoria can say it word for word. She's read it to Samantha so much. But, you know, through the story of a good, good Father, there's a it's animals and everything. It's a children's story and everything. But, you know, there's basically this little bear, you can say this little boy and everything, who has all these questions about the king. And, you know, when he finally meets the king, he's heard all of these stories. You know, the king is a good teacher. He is a good doctor. He's a warrior. He's all of these things and everything. So the little boy finally meets the king, and he says, "King, are you a teacher?" The king says, "Yes." He said, "All right. You know, are you a warrior?" The king says, "Yes." "Are you a doctor?" The king says, "Yes." "Are you a farmer?" The king says, "Yes." You know, all of these things, that all of these stories that the little boy heard, this little bear heard and everything, and he asked all the king, all these questions to the king, and the king says yes to all of them. So he's even more confused, and he says, "Well, how can you be all of these things? I don't understand." And he says, "I'm all of these things because I am a good father." And then it goes even further later on. The little boy realizes he's not just a good father, but he is a good, good father. He's really good at being a good father. And it's so awesome to be able to teach this lesson to our daughter now, and that parents can teach this lesson to their kids now with a storybook like this, that they can learn that God is all of these things. You know, all of these stories that we've heard about God, you know, that he is, you know, to one person he was a teacher, to one person he was their healer, to one person he was their warrior, he fought their battles, to one person he was this, to one person he was that. But then realizing that God is all of these things brings it a little bit closer to home, because he is not just a good father, but he is a good, good father. Praise God. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. He is our good, good father. Pastor.
Bless you. Good job. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that we've got a good, good father? Amen. Brother Corey's basically said everything I could possibly say about Father's Day already. Amen. But if you would open up your Bibles to Psalms 103, and this is what the Lord laid on my heart. Like Brother Corey said in Sunday school class, you and I, we are either literally dads, or we are spiritual dads, one or the other. And we need to know and recognize and understand that Paul talked about he was a spiritual father, and he laid forth an example even in the New Testament of what to do. You know, we are to be imitators of God. We're to follow God, and God is our Father. Amen. And we're to be what he called us to be. You and I, we can be a help to somebody else. We can be an encouragement to somebody else. We can be everything that God has revealed himself to us. We can reveal God in that form and fashion to somebody else. Amen. But I want us to talk about today becoming godly dads. You know, becoming godly dads. And you say, "Well, I don't have any kids." Well, you can apply this to the spiritual side of this, because you are required, I am required, to rear up those around us in truth. Amen. And in this 103rd Psalm, there's so much meat, but I want us to look at starting in verse 13. But before we do that, I want us to think about this. You know, that unless there's a physical problem, any man can father a child. We know that. But it takes something special to become a dad. And like Brother Corey, he was quoting from the New Testament. There's a, in the book of Romans, it talks about Abba, Daddy, Abba, Father. And a lot of people translate that Abba, Daddy. You know, God wants to be a dad to us. He wants to be closer than just God the Father in that terminology. He wants to be God our dad. Amen. You know, and do you realize in the United States of America that there's people making $1,000 a month? I don't mean to be gross, but just being honest, they're making $1,000 a month selling their sperm. There's 60,000 babies that's born every year. They're born from a dad that they'll never see. The very person who just provided life, but not how to live life. But you and I, we're here, we're being taught how to have abundant life, and we're to teach that to other people, amen? How to walk in abundance. Something to think about. Psalms 103, let's start reading, if you would, in verse 13. And I want us to think about this morning what we want to take home with us. This is what the Spirit of God laid on my heart. Out of these verses of Scripture, we're going to see how to follow God. We're going to see how to forgive like God. And we're going to see how to foster like God. And if we'll put these three things into practice, not only will we please the Father, but we'll make a difference in somebody else's life. Amen? All right, Psalms 103, you start in verse number 13. When you're there, say amen. All right, Psalms 103, verse 13. Notice this. It starts out with the word like. So there's a comparison between a father and the Lord God Almighty. So mark that down. Like as the father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, and he remembereth that we are dust. As for a man, his days are as grass, and as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy, hallelujah, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear, that reverence him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all, and his kingdom, the Father's kingdom, ruleth over all. Brother Donnie, would you pray?
Well, thank you for your presence in our life, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing this morning, Lord. Thank you for the very blessed breath and breathe in us, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity, Father. Lord, I ask you that we still our minds and open our hearts, Lord, to become what you want to be and have us to be, leading us and guiding us in each and every way, Lord. And I ask you in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Donnie. I appreciate that. You may be seated. Hallelujah. So I wish everyone a happy Father's Day, Daddy's Day 2018. And I want us just to be built up this morning by looking at the perfect example, you know, of God as our Father. And I love it that we can, we have such intimacy with Him that we can call Him Dad. You know, I had a good dad in the sense that he took care of me and stuff, but we didn't have the intimacy that I would have loved to had, that I would have desired to had. As I was meditating over these scriptures and thinking back, I was thinking back to the day of the funeral of my grandmother, and that's when it first struck me. I was 24 years old, and I realized that, you know, life's not forever. And I remember that whole day, spending the day with my dad and trying to be a help. And I wanted to tell him that I loved him, but there wasn't enough intimacy. There wasn't enough closeness to be able to do that. And I never could do that. And never once in my life did I ever call him dad. I always called him by his first name. because that was missing. But with our God, our Father in heaven, He wants us to have that intimacy, and He opens and makes everything possible for us to have that. Amen? And so this morning, I want us to draw nigh unto Him, because He made a promise to us that if we draw nigh unto Him, He'd draw nigh unto us. Amen? So let's look at some things I think that will encourage us and help us. Notice what He said, talking about, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. Now, let's first of all, let's see God in light of Scripture. Let's see Him as the Word presents Him, okay? So hold your place right here in the book of Psalms. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 64. Isaiah chapter 64, verse number 8. And let's let the Word just creatively by the Holy Ghost create a picture of our God right before our eyes, of who He really truly is. Isaiah 64, verse number 8. Now notice it starts out, "but now." I like that, don't you? I don't got to wait for it. I don't got to strive for it. I don't got to try to believe someday. I believe right now. "But now, because I've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ," just as that, "my Lord and my Savior," all of a sudden, He took my sin and He washed it away, and I become a child of the Most High God. "But now," right this moment, amen, at the moment that you and I got saved, "but now, O Lord, Thou art our Father." So on this day, we may not have or may not have had that the relationship that we would have liked to had with our dads, or maybe we didn't have the relationship with our children that we would have liked to have had. But guess what? "But now." Amen. It's not about yesterday. It's about now. Right now. Now faith is. Brother Corey quoted it this morning, Hebrews 11 and 1. "But now faith is." Right now. And our faith is in the One who loved us enough that while I was a sinner, Christ died for me. Amen? So here I am this morning, 2018. I'm in the perfect place to be reminded and to be stirred and to let the Holy Spirit just print on the table of my heart the reality of this verse. "But now, O Lord, Thou art our Father. We are the clay. Thou art the potter. And we all, are the work of Thy hand." Now that excites me. Because when I look at the works of God in the book of Genesis, and I look at when He beholds all of His creation, and He looks and He says, "Behold, it is very good." I don't know about you. I've had a lot of people say other things about me. I've had the devil whisper in my ear a lot of things. But I've got a Father in heaven who is my potter, and He's working in my life. He's shaping me. He's molding me. And as He gets me to where He wants me to be, I'm going to go through the fire. You're going to go through the fire. But that fire isn't to hurt us or to harm us. That's to set us. That's to make us more resilient. It makes me think of a ceramic bowl. Think about that fire that it took to turn that into a ceramic bowl, a plate, whatever it might be. But that finish, that gloss that is on it, that shine, come from that fire. So you and I, we may go through things in life, but we've got a Father in heaven, and He knows exactly what He's going to make out of us, make through us, and it don't matter how much fire and temptation and trials that we go through, we know what Peter said. He said, "The trying of your faith, of my faith, is more precious than silver and gold." Amen? So on Father's Day 2018, I'm so thankful that I'm reminded, that you're reminded, that we've got a God in heaven. We've got the Lord who is our Father. Amen? So let's look at how we can follow God. Amen? How we can be in that place, in that position, and be a spiritual dad to other people. And, you know, this goes along with mothers as well, because we talked about that on Mother's Day. But let's reread verse 13 in Psalms, where we were at our text, Psalms 103. Psalms 103, verse 13 says, "Like as the Father pitieth," We'll talk about that in a moment. Pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. So like, that to be like God means I've got to follow him. I got to follow after him. Amen. So I need to look and see what the Lord Jesus Christ, what he had to say about my father, about my potter, about your father, about your potter. And I need to see what he said, and I need to follow after that. And when I do that, all of a sudden, the word, which brings faith, enables and empowers me to believe for something bigger and greater than where I'm at. Amen? So hold your place there, and let's go to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 48. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Notice red letter what Jesus says. Jesus says, be ye, say that's me, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Oh, I got a Father in heaven. I got a God in heaven. I've got a Lord in heaven. I've got a Savior in heaven that's perfect. That's perfect. Now, in my life, some areas are pretty good. Some areas are so-so. Some areas I need some help in. Amen? But I've got a Father in heaven who is perfect. Now, we get tripped up on certain words, and we allow what we think the word means to hinder or limit us or kind of veil or put a parameter that God doesn't want to be there. So when we look at this word perfect, what it's saying in the original language is God says, I want you to be complete in your spiritual growth to where you're at today, right now. That's what God calls perfect. See, we look and we think, boy, brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, they've achieved something that I haven't. Has nothing to do with you, has nothing to do with me. Because our God, our Father, is personal. Amen. We don't treat our children the same in the sense that we love them the same. But my dad, he had to treat me different than he did my brother. He had to correct me in a different way than he did my brother. Amen? Come on. What will work on one won't work on another. But God knows us. So here we are this morning. We want to follow after God. And the way that we follow after God is that we know that God is perfect. Just as Brother Corey said, in all of his ways. So I have the confidence this morning that no matter what's happening in my life, no matter what God is trying to tell me to do or wanting me to do, it'll be okay. My flesh may not want to. My mind may not understand it. But because God's perfect, it's going to grow me up into a new place. Amen? And that's what I want to do on this Father's Day 2018. I want to follow after God, and I want to be what God said I could be. The devil says that I'm a mistake. And the devil shows me things that I've slipped up on and tries to counteract what God speaks in my spirit to get me to do. But I've got a God who says, if he gives me a command, he's going to give me an anointing to complete that command. Oh, that makes me want to run. Because that means I'm fixing to go somewhere. Amen. I'm going to grow up into something. I'm going to step up into something this morning. And then when I look to my Father, it's going to be revealed. Because Jesus said, when I look into heaven and I see what my Father is doing in heaven, I do it here on earth. That's what you and I can do. He said, when I listen to what's being said in heaven, I speak it out here on earth. And that's what you and I are going to do. Amen. That's how we mature. That's how we grow. So let's see. How can I be perfect in the Father's eyes? How can I do that? We got Scripture. Amen. Don't you glad that you don't have to figure it out on your own? I don't have to figure it out on my own. Go with me to the 19th chapter. Let's look at a verse. Very familiar story. We don't have time to cover the story, but I just want to pull something out of this. Matthew chapter 19, verse 21. This is where Jesus is dealing with a rich young ruler. You're very familiar with it. But he gives us a great deal of instruction in this one verse. Are you there? Matthew 19:21. Jesus said unto him, the rich young ruler, he said, if thou will be what? Perfect. If you'll be complete, if you'll be mature, if you'll grow up in me, here's what I want you to do. Go and sell what thou hast. Now that's to the rich young ruler. Okay? Jesus is talking to him about a situation. He's not talking to everyone about that. Okay? This was his problem. I don't want you to key on that part. I want you to key on the last part. Go and sell what you have and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Yes, praise God. But notice what the most important thing is, and come and follow me. How are you and I going to be perfect? We're going to follow the Lord. We're going to follow Him. That word follow means to be on the same path with, the same road. Jesus said that if you're going to be my disciple, you have to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Amen? But He's going to give you, He's going to give me the anointing to be able to do that. And as we do that, we're going to be mature in Him, complete in Him. See, the devil's always talking about someday. He wants you to think about someday. No, today. Today, right now, because I'm obeying God, because you're obeying God, I am pleasing the Father. I am mature. I am grown up in Him to where He wants me to be today. I am successful. That's why I can do. That's why you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Amen? And that's what we want to tell people. Stop waiting. Start living. Living in Jesus today. Amen? And follow after God. Oh, hallelujah. Now notice, I love how he says that. That he says, and come and follow me. Now, if I'm going to follow God, then I've got to know and recognize that in following God, God is going to use me to cause somebody else to follow Him in me. To follow Him in you. Amen? Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. The Apostle Paul makes a powerful statement here. And it resonates into all of our lives. Verse number 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 1. Notice what Paul says. He says, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now see, we look at that and we think, man, that is a bold statement. There's no way I could say that. You and I have got to say that. We've got to, because it's not about you. It's not about me. We've got to get... See, the devil wants to keep the focus on us. He wants us to focus on what we didn't do right or how we feel inadequate or incomplete. But no, the focus is, what does it say? Looking unto the author and the finisher of our faith. Come on, we keep our eyes on the cross. We keep our eyes on the exalted Savior. Come on, where the tomb couldn't hold him down. And if I'll do that, if you'll do that, then all of a sudden we can make this statement. I can help you to where I'm at. See, we get all this, get all bent up in shape and saying, well, I don't know much about this. God's not worried about that. He's worried about the person He put in your life for help where you're at right now. Amen? And so we say, oh, thank you. You are my Father, and I'm going to follow after you. And I'm going to be, notice what he said. He said, be ye followers of me, even as also I am of Christ. Now that word follower there, it's the word imitator. Mimetes in the Greek, I believe it is. It's where we get our English word mimic. Think about your kids when they were little. I can think back to when my grandfather on my mom's side, I just thought he rocked the world. Amen? And to this day, the reason why I walk the way I do, which is a hassle, because I burn all my shoes, is because I would walk behind him and I would imitate him. I wanted to walk like him. I wanted to talk like him. I wanted to be like him. He meant something to me. Amen? God means something to us, and we mean something to God. And so we need to walk after him. Amen? Notice what it says, verse number 2. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances that I delivered them to you. But I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. On Daddy's Day 2018, we need to be in the place and the position of authority. When you and I are in covenant with God and we're in our proper place, guess what? God, you're covering. And who's covering? Who's under God? Jesus. That's what God wants for the household. Amen? That's what He wants. Why do you think sitcoms today makes the dad look like an idiot? Makes him look like a buffoon, like he can't make any decision, has no respect to the kids, undermining what God has set forth. But dads, we've got to stand up and say, I am who God says I am. I am going to be that spiritual dad to somebody. I'm going to make a difference. Amen. I'm going to follow God. Okay, we've got to hurry. We're going to follow God. But also, we've got to learn how to forgive. We've got to learn how to forgive like God. Because if we don't forgive like God, we can't be what God would have us to be. Go with me to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. We got the perfect example here. We don't have time to read all of this. You know the story about the dad that had two sons. But let's start reading in verse number 20. Luke chapter 15, verse number 20. Now the prodigal son, he had went away and he'd spent all he had. You remember the story. But when he got hungry, got to be in want, he decided to come back. So pick that up in verse number 20. And he, the prodigal son, arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. What did he do? Get mad? Had compassion. So I need to see this. My Father in heaven has compassion. Come on now. We've got to have compassion on people who have made mistakes, who have hurt us, who have offended us. All of these things we've got to learn because I am following God, and I, since I'm following Him, I can forgive like Him. Amen? Now notice what it says. He had compassion, and he ran, and he fell on his neck, and he kissed him. Oh, I am an imitator. Come on now, I'm following after God. And God said, for me to be perfect, He said, be mature. Learn to grow up. Learn to trust in me. So I need to be in a place where I am quick to forgive. Quick to forgive. God, He doesn't think twice about it. You do something wrong, I do something wrong, the instant. You don't got to ask 13 times and give $14,000 and do a little dance and a jig. What do? You just ask God. The Bible says He is faithful and just to forgive me of my sins. Amen? And cleanse me from all unrighteousness. When I do what? When I make confession. Come on, 1 John 1:9. That's our God. And so when somebody is around you and they have offended you, they have done something against you, that isn't a stumbling block to you and I. It's an opportunity to show that God's plan of redemption, God's plan of forgiveness, God's plan of bringing people back together is alive and well. Amen? All right, verse 21. And the son said unto the father, notice this here, he makes confession, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Humility. You got on it this morning, Brother Corey. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and God will exalt us, amen, in due season. This is our God. But the father said to his servants, don't you love this? God didn't even, he didn't want to talk about the shortcomings and the mistakes. See, we want to spend all the time at the altar talking about what we've done wrong. God's looking for you to say, listen, I sinned. I'm wrong. I'm bringing it to you. And all, what happens? The blood from the mercy seat goes over that. Amen? And all of a sudden, then God is interested in what? In restoration. Restoration. You and I, following God, forgiving like God, we're interested in restoration. We want to cause people to know that they can be put back right in their place. They don't got to do 50 Hail Marys. They don't got to do all those things. They've got to just take the Word of God and put it to practice. Amen? Notice what he said. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said unto the servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Come on, you're not a slave. You are a son. Come on now, you and I, we are shod with the sandals, with the gospel of peace. Come on now, that's what we're walking in. The gospel of peace. We're reconciled unto God. Amen? God's not mad at you. God's not mad at me. God wants to save the lost. He wants to save the rebellious. And we're following God. And we're forgiving like God. And we're telling how God forgives, where everything can be put back together. Amen? Come on. He has something for us. A robe of righteousness. A signet ring that shows that we can stamp what God stamps. And what He stamps, come on now, is His Word, His power, His will, and it comes to pass. Verse 23. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For my son was dead. He was dead spiritually and is alive again. Amen. He was lost and is found, and they begin to be merry. Oh, when I follow God, when you follow God, when I learn to forgive like God, what does it do? It sets a standard. The reason why some people won't and can't come to church is because they have been hurt. Something has happened in their life, and they come to church, and the church judged them rather than showing them a God who is willing to forgive. A God that doesn't judge, but a God who says, come on, bring every bit of baggage you got, and you cast it on my son. Because my son, he cares for you, and he can carry what you can't carry. Amen? This is what Father's Day is all about. It's about a father who wants to build a family, and he wants to build it one person at a time through you, through me. Amen? That's our God. Oh, hallelujah. Now, you know, we read that and we think, how can God do that? You know, and immediately our mind goes back to what the prophet Jeremiah said. God's mercies, what are they every morning? Every morning. So if God's mercies to me is renewed every morning, and I'm following God and I'm forgiving like God, then I need to do what Jesus said to do. I may have to forgive 70 times 7. But guess what? There is an anointing to do that. And you forgive by faith, not by feelings. I don't know about you, but a lot of times I've come and I've got on my knees to God and I said, God, I have forgiven in this situation. But my flesh is saying everything else. So you're going to have to give me the anointing to be able to walk the faith out until the feelings change. But guess what? The feelings change. They do, because we obey God and we come under subjection. Amen? That's our God. Okay, so we move on then, after we're maturing in this, till we learn how to foster like God. And let's go back to our text, Psalms 103. I should have went back there a while ago, but Psalms 103. Notice what he said. Let's look at this again. Like as a father pitieth his children, you know, show mercy and compassion, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, and he remembereth that we are dust. As for a man, his days are as the grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy, hallelujah, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. So, children's children. That means it's your job to bring the picture, the reality of God unto the next generation, and the next generation, and the next generation. That's how we foster. We're spiritual dads to foster children. Amen? People who are, they're lost. They're undone. They don't know. They don't understand the church thing. And you and I, we're not trying to get them to church. We're trying to get them to Jesus. Because if we can get them to Jesus, then the Holy Ghost will get them in the church. Amen? He's the one that baptizes them in the church. He's the one that causes them to obey the Word. So here we are this morning, and we say, I need to be in that place. I see where my God wants to bless from children to children to children. Oh, yes. Oh, I wrote this down because the Holy Ghost, I love this. God remembers what man forgets, our infirmities. Okay? And He forgets what man remembers, our sin. Man remembers our sin. God forgets our infirmities, our weakness, all the things in the flesh. So I want to foster that. I want to train. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. I want to do that. Amen? I want to be a spiritual daddy to somebody. I want to be a spiritual mama to somebody. I want to change situations. Amen? And I want to do it by the power of God. So, okay, remember Paul said, follow Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. All right, let's think about that. Go with me to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 4 in the New Testament. I believe it's down about verse 9. Hang with me just a minute. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 9. Notice these things. It says, those things which you have both learned and received. Now we're talking about maturing, growing up in Christ. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard. Look at that three-part process. And it turns into something that you can see spiritually as well as physically. And seen in me, what did he say? Do. Do. Now, this excites me. I can look at some of the things that y'all are doing, and I know that you're doing it by the anointing. And because I'm a part of the many-membered body, and the anointing, as God the Father is flowing in you and through you and has matured you and raised you up in that, I can receive that because I'm going to look, I'm going to receive it because I see you doing it. I see you walking in it. I see you living it. Come on, that's fostering what God is doing in our lives. Amen? And so that's what Paul said. That's why Paul could confidently say, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. He said, I want you to be an imitator. I want you to trust. So I want you to trust in what God has done and is doing in your life to the point that you will live it before somebody who's never seen that before. See, I've been delivered from things that you've not been delivered from. So there's somebody that needs that. They can see that in me. You've been delivered from things that I haven't been delivered from, but you can help them because they can see you, that you can foster in them the truth of deliverance, the truth of victory. Amen? Okay, one more scripture, I'll let you go. The Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, there's so much meat here. Let me just read this quickly to get to where I want to. Matthew 7 and 7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Now what is the first letter of ask and the first letter of seek and the first letter of knock? What does that spell? Don't you think Jesus is ingenious in the way he teaches us? Ask, seek, knock. Ask. Amen? James said, you have not because you... We're going to ask. Amen? Now, we're fostering something. We're fostering something like God would have us to. He said... Okay, just calm down. Okay. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find it. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone. Hey, that's me. I'm somebody this morning. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. Now we got to foster that into people's lives. There's some people believe, well, it's hit or miss. God might hear me, he might not. Depends on what's happening in the universe. That ain't what Jesus said. Jesus said, mark this down in your Bibles, John 15:7, if my words abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it might happen. It shall. That's what we're talking about. We're not getting out here on a limb and asking crazy stuff. We're asking the Word of God. Amen? Notice what he says. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall open, be opened. I wish we had time to... What man is there of you whom if he asks, if a son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, and this is why we read all that to get right here. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, hallelujah, how much more, man, that'll make you shout, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give so-so things, good things, because he's a good, good Father. Give good things to them that ask him. Oh, I tell you what, we've got to tell people, we've got to show them how to ask. We've got to foster that in them. So we follow God, we forgive like God, and we foster the truth of who God really is. God is not some God that is mad and wanting to send somebody to hell. God is a God that loves us so much that he sent Jesus to save us from hell. Amen? But not only that, he sent us his Holy Spirit, his good Spirit, come on, to empower us to walk a holy life. That Spirit brings truth to you, and Jesus said that truth made you and I free. Amen? Hallelujah. So on this day, 2018, let's see God the Father in a new light, and let's apply it to our lives. And let's make a pact with him that as he reveals himself day by day and we mature and we grow in him, that we will put that into all of our world. Amen? Pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy. I thank you for the power of your word. I thank you for the power of relationship. I ask you, Father, this morning that you would touch each one of us and help us to see the goodness of God. See you as our Father. In any way that we might not be following you in a certain way, let us be convicted of it. Let us be shown the way and we'll obediently and quickly follow because we want to mature in that area and we want to grow in that area. And we want to be in the place where we accept all forgiveness that you'd have for us, where we in turn can give all forgiveness to everyone else, where we can help them to be grown up, to be tutored, to be matured by your relationship in and through us. Because we are connected and joined together. And we can do what you called us to do when we're in our spot. Oh, we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you come this morning? Would you come to this altar and say, Father God, I thank you. I thank you that you are my Father. And I thank you that you are wanting to show a new picture of yourself to me that I can follow after. You want to help me to forgive myself even. Somebody needs to forgive themselves about something. You can't do anything about the past. Give that to Jesus. Remember, God is the God of now. Come and let the Lord just love on you and you love on him. And then he's going to raise you up And everything that he raises you up in him, Jesus gets lift higher and higher. You're going to be able to be used to help somebody else. Would you come this morning? Say, here I am, God. I want everything that you have for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.